This hour of the show is brought to you by Crazy Country Boy Services. The Jeff Horvitz Show starts now.
You're listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horvitz here. Happy to be here with you today. Angela joins me for at least this hour because there's been requests for her to come back.
No, apparently it's really because something. Mark had to cancel.
Yeah, good job, Mark.
Thanks.
A little sore throat. We'll get Mark probably tomorrow. I've had bad luck with guests this week. I was supposed to have some ambassador yesterday and then just didn't call.
Yeah.
But I guess schedules get screwed up.
It happens.
What are you going to do? I have a solution for the camping ban around Flagstaff. I'm just going to self-identify as a pine tree and pitch a tent and camp there.
That'll work, yeah.
Why not? You can just do whatever you want nowadays.
Right?
I've got a new map here. I guess camping restrictions have gone into effect around the city of Flagstaff. It's a pretty big area. I will put this map in the podcast show notes, which you know you can get by going to talkwithjeff.com. And also looking up the Jeff Horvitz Show on your favorite podcast provider. But basically, and I'll put a link in there as well to the National Forest Service. It kind of doubled the area that you, it's the lighter color here, if you can see it on the map.
Oh, that's the new, dark color is the original?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
But what do I know? I think the lighter color is the expansion,
the
which
new
I'd
one?
Say.
The new boundary?
New areas that went into effect May 1st, so no camping. But the thing is, it's like, I think it's, what I'm reading, it's year round. So we got to try to get someone from the National Forest Service.
Yeah, usually they only do those big restrictions when it's summertime,
if you want to go
dry and windy.
Yeah,
and
you want to go camping in 3 feet of snow. I mean, you ain't going to burn nothing down. You may freeze to death.
Yeah.
But, you know, so anyway, so there are new camping restrictions. Be aware. It looks like you can still head up like 180 places like that pretty far outside of Flagstaff now. I get why they're doing this. I mean, I'd like people's thoughts on this. Do you think, was it time to expand this, or is it a way that, you know, there'll be less access now into the forest? I don't know. What do you think? Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Always love hearing your thoughts on that. But we've had family members who've felt the devastation of the fires.
Yeah, because people are just camping too close to the city. And then if something happens, which eventually something will and does, then there's just no time to address it before it becomes really dangerous.
And there's been so many stupid people lately with the toilet paper fire last year.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure, where's Canyon Vista, that campground? Is that down Lake Mary?
No idea. I think so, yeah. So it extends all the way out down Lake Mary Road.
But
then once you get past Lake
Mary,
there's camping all out there.
So that's good.
It's just really the city interface. Well, we'll ask, maybe Councilwoman Lori Matthews will know about this. She's supposed to be on the program here in hour two of the show, Flagstaff City Councilwoman Lori Matthews, because I have quite a few questions for her on that, but also on the issue of the recycling.
Mm-hmm.
You got this issue where the company that was doing the recycling of Flagstaff just like is gone.
Bailed.
It was bad. So people have been putting the recycle can that you've been putting all that stuff into that you think is going to be recycled and save the earth and this and that.
It's in the landfill.
It's just going in a landfill, which is, I'm pretty certain, is where it was going anyway. So that's just honest.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, I think they're voting on a new contract tonight. But what I'm hearing is they're going to wind up shipping it all to Phoenix. And I'm like, how does this help the environment if you bundle all this stuff up and ship to Phoenix? And then where do they ship it to?
Yeah, and that's, you might be helping by recycling your trash, but how much in resources does it use to do that, and how devastating to the earth? I mean, is it beneficial really in the end?
I question. Except for the high value stuff, the copper, the brass.
Well, right, we're talking cardboard, paper, plastic.
Look at
cans.
Cardboard even though? I look at cardboard I'm thinking, okay, look at all the fire danger we have in the West and all the trees. I'm pretty sure that's where the cardboard comes from, right?
And the cardboard probably disintegrates a lot faster. It's mainly the plastic, I think, is the big issue.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, we got a package from Amazon recently, and you know, there's a big box, and then there's a little box inside of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there's so much of this crap floating around, and I just don't know how valuable it is anymore. I know China stopped taking this stuff quite a few years back, and that kind of killed the whole recycling industry. I remember reading and talking about that on the show here. And they didn't want it. What was happening is they were getting ships full of this stuff, and then they were having to trash it themselves.
Like,
and
sort
they were
it
like,
off.
Yeah, and they were like, "Hey, we're tired of getting your trash You know, we're tired of taking care, because having to dump all this stuff.
Yeah, some of it wasn't recyclable, and then they were having to deal with it. Yeah.
Or, and you got a story, we'll get to this in a second, dumping it in the ocean. I got an update on this supposed island in the middle of the ocean, but you have some more details on that. So hang on, we'll get to that. Plus, I got a bunch of news items, including things about lifeguards. And we got a transgender a girl who claims to be a guy now. We don't get those as much.
Yeah, so I want to share that. The girls changing over as much.
I got that. Our attorney general here, Chris Mays, the Democrat attorney general of Arizona, has also joined a lawsuit against Texas judge's ruling to ban the abortion pill after 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you an update on that. So a bunch of news items, plus, like I said, Lori Matthews. So stick around for all that. And as always, if you got a comment, I do check the Just Wireless listener line and try to share that information when we get those comments in, 877-971-3971. And remember, Just Wireless has two locations where you can actually get your smartphones repaired. So this is, to me, a real way, should I say, to be good stewards of the environment, mm-hmm. which is to take your existing smartphone that may be having some problems, like Angela's having problems earlier. We have this, what is this charger called, where you put it on it? It charges through
it's like the wireless or whatever that's.
You put it on the little flat surface, and she just couldn't figure it out. The thing just. she claims it wasn't working.
Jeff claims that it was a certain outlet.
Operator error.
An outlet doesn't work.
I don't think the outlet worked.
But then you try a different outlet and.
And it did work. And I got it to work.
Then it didn't. Then it did.
My technical hands got it to work. And just like Zach and his team over at Just Wireless, they'll be able to fix your smartphone. I don't know if I'd bring them that particular problem. But if you got an old battery, they can fix that. Cracked screens, charging port problems. Like I said, really good for the environment. And then even more important, really good for your pocketbook or your European man satchel.
You know, my grandparents call it a billfold.
A billfold. You can tell people's age if they call it a billfold, right? Do you still call it a billfold? Do you even have a wallet? I don't even have a wallet anymore. I use a one of those clips.
A giant paper clip.
A giant paper clip. As every man should. And then I don't have the problem with, you know, my right butt cheek being higher when I'm sitting and getting a leg cramp. But anyway, because I sit here for a while. Go to Just Wireless with two locations in Flagstaff, across from Flagstaff Mall and over there on Milton Avenue, right as I-17 comes into town. Also a great line of refurbished phones. Okay, what is the island? Is there an island, since we're talking about recyclable stuff, and I know you wanted to hit on this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Is there an actual island of plastic and garbage floating in the middle of the, is it the Pacific?
Yeah, well, there's one in the Atlantic too, I think. But the one we all hear about is in the Pacific between California and Hawaii.
Does it have a name?
Yeah, it's called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
We're going to be flying to Hawaii if we have engine problems. Can we land on this thing? Is it solid?
No, I think that's the misconception. Mm. Like, we hear garbage patch and we think that's like this huge mass of floating trash out there. Mm-hmm. But really, it's like small, fine particulate. There is trash, like from the fishing industry and I think from the Japanese tsunami. Happened. Okay. Yeah. There's like a whole bunch of stuff from
like
that.
Houses out there and stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah. There's probably people living out
from
there.
The fishing.
Yeah. Okay. And you got nets, you can catch fish.
But
you
it's really like, so they do find the nets and the tubs and stuff, but most of it is like the fine, really small plastic. So it's not like something they can just go, you know, pick it up.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Well, no. But, I mean, it's not, because it's like twice the size of Texas. It's massive.
Okay.
So they say when you, like, if you were to go on a boat, you don't really see like a massive pot, you know, twice the size of Texas trash dump. It's a lot of it's like right under the surface. So it looks clear, but it's really.
It's just underneath.
Yeah.
Well, how deep is it?
I don't know.
I want to know all those details. Yeah. Like how far down does it go? Is there going to be like crews going out there soon? Like in an apocalypse movie where they're going through the landfill to salvage things. There's going to be people out there. Ooh, look, I found a lawn chair. Ooh, I found, you know, this or that. Yeah. Or is it just all just tiny pieces of garbage?
I think it's like broken stuff. And
And it just all swirls around from the currents
like
and gets stuck there?
And it gets stuck there and it just keeps swirling around.
Interesting.
But anyway, the thing I found interesting about it is because we always hear how terrible this is and how, it, you know, we need to address the plastic situation and, you know, it's just massive. Well, they found that there's creatures living in Now there's like a new ecosystem forming out there.
Well, so now you can't fix it now. Now you've got people relying on
so
living
they
in this.
They like went and pulled stuff out of it. Mm-hmm. And it's like 70% of it has organisms living on it. But the interesting thing is that they're like coastal organisms normally. So they don't normally live in the open ocean.
I wonder how they got there. That's
weird. They said it could be just that they hitched a ride on a piece of plastic and eventually ended up there.
Like a rat on a ship.
But now they're all, you know, competing for space and this stuff. And you know, they're kind of like thriving now. So it's a new ecosystem of coastal creatures living in the open ocean.
Let me get in all these Bud Light cans that they throw out today. Nobody's drinking. No, stay away from that one.
Right. Well, so it's just interesting that something can go thousands of miles from its home and like create a new place to live there. But,
And it brings up an interesting thought is we always hear, and we're just talking about the closures of forest areas as far as camping, expanding that around Flagstaff. I remember a couple of years ago when we were having fires and I would have people challenge me. Remember when like Australia was having extreme fires?
Yeah.
The world is burning down. It's literally burning down.
In reality,
down.
It was a tiny, small area.
And whenever I think about how these people claim that humanity, man is killing the earth and destroying the earth, man or woman, but I still refer to it as mankind. I guess I'm old school, right? What do you say, mankind or humankind? Do you not use
I don't
it?
Really use that term a lot.
If you were to use that term, do you say, hey, mankind, or do you say,
I don't know. I don't
I want
know
you to think
time
about
I use that.
That. Next time you're on the show, I want you to put that word in a sentence. Anyway, the world's ending. Just drive around. So I was like, okay, I've driven around, right? I mean, we've driven vast tracks, stretches of this country and been on the back roads, driven all over the West in particular, back roads. Like, I see lots of forest fire remnants and see where the forest fires have gone through. But the vast, 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 vast majority of the land is untouched.
Yeah, right.
And then I also, it's always the open space nuts. We're almost out of space.
Right.
The landfills. If we have another landfill, we're going to just, the whole world's going to be a landfill.
Over.
It's going to be like that movie WALL-E. Remember that cartoon where it's like the humans leave the earth on the big ship and get all fat and can't even walk anymore. WALL-E stays behind and clean.
Yeah.
that's a pretty good cartoon to watch, by the way. But you go any direction from, let's start at Flagstaff, open space, and it's not all burnt down. Are there fire dangers and problems? Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not full of trash and,
Trash.
Oh,
there's
yes.
trash, and the paper, the plastic bags.
Okay, you will find
plastic, especially along the highway.
You will find trash, but not everywhere.
It's coated, and it's just overblown and over exaggerated all the time. And I'm going somewhere with this. You just give me a while. I got to take a winding road here. The point being is, first of all, the earth will heal itself. Life will find a way. I'm not saying that we start dumping toxic waste down the street or anything like that. Nobody wants that except for some nut job somewhere. Mm-hmm. No Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, whatever. Transgender, non-transgender, heterosexual, bisexual. Nobody really wants that, right? Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree on that. But sometimes the left will always say, especially enviro nuts, you don't care. You just don't care. You want to pollute the earth. Mm-hmm. But I don't see that evidence that they claim. My eyes don't see it.
Right.
So I don't know what they're talking about. So back to your island out there. Mm-hmm. That's not really an island. You got life clinging to it. It's kind of like when you sink a plane crashes or something, or a boat sinks and it becomes a reef.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden it's like, that pollution,
before
that pollution.
Before you know it, there's like mollusks and barnacles and stuff growing on it.
Yeah, I've said it many times, and I think I stole a line from Jim Rogers. If erosion was happening at the Grand Canyon and man was around millions of years ago, they would have stopped it from forming. So it just goes to show you. So now I wonder what they do if there's life forming. It's like,
I don't know if there is a plan, because this is kind of like a new thing. I think that they've discovered that all these species are living.
What will they discover next?
But if they get rid of, if they were to clean it up, which I think they're trying to do a little at a time and address the problem of it being there in the first place.
Yeah. This goes with go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know if, I mean, what do you do? Because there's little crabs and stuff living on there, like tiny things.
I eat them.
Well, no, they're like tiny ones.
Plastic
crabs. Little tiny organisms.
Yeah. Well, they're going to get big. You can go there someday. It's going to be like those crabs on, was that Hercules or something? One of those old Greek rewrites and the crabs come out and start attacking. They start sword fighting. It'll be just like that. All right. We've got a lot more to come for you. Love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. If you are in a situation where a tsunami actually hits your house, I don't think that's going to happen here. But I bet you if it did, Mammoth Restoration could actually help you out and get that thing fixed up, get all that seawater and the little tiny crabs sucked out of your home and extract all that. That's one of their big things, Mammoth Restoration. They do the water extraction, commercial, residential. But they also do trauma biohazard things. They'll pack everything out. Content, they're the content specialist. Smoke deodorization. You know, heaven forbid you get into a situation where you have a fire. They do the fire and soot cleanup. Save this number. Mammoth Restoration will clean it. They'll restore it. They'll get it right 24/7, 365-day emergency services at 877-714-0050. That's Mammoth Restoration at 877-714-0050. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Orbit Show.
Is the Biden economic disaster hitting your household a bit harder than you expected? Is inflation killing your personal budget? Now, Just Wireless was here for you in 2009, and they are here for you in 2023. Why would you pay full price for a new smartphone when you can get a great refurbished phone at Just Wireless and save a whole bunch of money? Or if you're like me, I've taken my smartphone to Just Wireless to get it repaired. They've taken care of cracked screens, charging port problems. They can also change out that battery. Check out Just Wireless's two locations in Flagstaff, across from the Flagstaff Mall, and also on Milton Avenue, right as I-17 comes into town. Stop on by today and see how your hometown, locally owned cell phone guru can help you save money. And also check them out at JustWirelessAZ.com. That's JustWirelessAZ.com.
You're listening to The Jeff Orbit Show.
Welcome back. Angela's here with me. Tom and Sarah wanted to move closer to their grandkids. They were living in that plastic island out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean the size of Texas. No, I'm just
kidding.
Twice
the size of Texas.
Twice the size. Sorry. If you wanted to sell your home and move to the plastic island and get out of Flagstaff, you would call Kelly Broaddus, of course. That's what I would do if I was selling a home right now. But what Tom and Sarah did, actually, is they wanted to move out of Flagstaff Ranch and get closer to their grandkids. I don't think they were in that Texas flow. Plastic Island. Kelly was able to sell their home, got a full price offer on the first day of listing, and now Tom and Sarah are happy to move on and spend time with their family. Kelly's got extensive experience in the Flagstaff area. She knows how to price, market, and sell your home for the highest price possible. Why don't you Google Kelly Broaddus, Broaddus. Look up NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. That's NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. Or call Kelly at 888-446-5602. That's 888-446-5602. Attorney General Chris Mays here in Arizona, our Democrat Attorney General. It still hurts a bit. Not that the Democrats are some, or Republicans are some superstar, but I wish we had, even though I think former Attorney General Mark Brnovich let us down on the COVID things, he did a lot of good things.
Right.
He's a good overall, friend of the show and take him back in a heartbeat, absolutely. I was talking to Abe Hamaday recently. He's still out there fighting. There's a court date coming up, actually. Still,
oh, really?
It's still all happening.
I didn't know that was still going on.
Working on getting Abe Hamaday, who lost by a couple hundred votes.
Yeah, it was like 200 ridiculous or amount. Something, 300, 500.
So it does matter. I mean, it does matter. And I know I've been quite critical of Republicans lately because of that stupid spending package they came up with in D.C.
Yeah.
But on a local level, I mean, it doesn't mean I'm going out and voting for Democrats tomorrow or something. It just means I need to be more critical of the Republicans, of the people who claim to be something, and then they especially get to D.C., and let us down.
It's just the core values and the core principles of the Republican Party. A lot of them don't necessarily follow that.
Well, yeah, the core values are good, but then they don't follow it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the actual people there.
Yeah.
A lot of them, they let us down on that front.
Yeah, all the time. But anyway, so we got AG Mays here, the Democrat. Now she's joining 22 other Democrat liberal state attorney generals in opposing a Texas judge's ruling banning Mifepristone, it's the abortion pill. And the judge ruled that you can't use it after 7 weeks.
Right.
So now that there's a battle going on that front. So
in any circumstance?
Good question. Why don't you look that up while we're at break? Whatever the judge did. That's your job as sitting in co-chair. I don't look things up. I have to read.
I'm just curious.
Read what you look up. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I do most of the research on the show. But anyway, yeah, it's the abortion. And I was reading a little bit, and apparently like 50% of people who are getting abortions are doing the pill instead of the surgery.
The vacuuming. Exactly. The dismembering.
Yeah, exactly. They're using the pill, which obviously makes it, what's the word I'm looking for? Much more convenient, much less descriptive, like you just said. You don't go in, you take the pill. So, and a lot of people are using this.
I think I was only curious.
As a form of birth control.
Because there are circumstances where someone has a fetus that didn't make it, and maybe it made it past the 7-week stage.
They had a miscarriage.
But then after that, but their body has not expelled it on its own.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they get prescribed a pill that will put your body into a labor type of scenario.
Look it up. Yeah. See if there's,
but it might be after 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about that, because in that circumstance, you do need, I mean, one way or the other, it has to come out. Mm-hmm. So,
but I think that, and I'm certain that the vast majority of these pills are being used.
I'm not saying for outright abortion,
but in another sense, people are using it as a form of birth control.
The day after type scenario.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
anyway. No, I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying there are times.
I hear you. Yeah. And so look up, see if there are exclusions, but this battle's continuing. Now Arizona's front and center. And if you are opposed to these abortion pills being handed out like candy, like I am, you are now, though, one of the 22 states that is out there promoting it, and that's the state we live in right now.
Yeah,
and at least for the next couple of years, potentially longer. You got this attorney general is going to be here for, you know, three and a half more years. Your thoughts, talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Go ahead and send your email comments in. We got to get to some email comments as well. We'll pull some up. I think a great one from Greg on the size of the budget that we're dealing with. So we'll check that out. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hang tight. More to come.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
This is Jeff Horowitz, and if you listen to my show, you know that I recently had the blinds replaced in my house. And when we decided to get this done, obviously we called my friends at the Blind Brothers, and we weren't going to deal with anybody else because this is a great Northern Arizona company. They don't use subcontractors, so you know who you're dealing with. Now, the Blind Brothers came in. They laid out all the options for us. We picked out, my wife Angela and I, a great set of blinds. They gave us a great price. We opted to have them do the installation, which they can do for up to half off the price, as well as any other advertised specials. It's a great deal. They came in, they took out all the old blinds, got rid of them, hung the new blinds. They work perfect. We are very, very happy. I want you to do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. I know you're going to be happy. That's 928-634-2423. Or go online. They have great monthly specials at theblindbrothers.com.
You're listening to The Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, welcome back. I was trying to figure out why some of the wrong stuff was playing here. I'm looking at my sponsors list, and it's like, what is that? What is that? It's because I had it on the Tuesday file here.
Oh.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
That's what happened because I took off Monday because of the water leak.
Yeah.
That stupid fitting that just cracked.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just like, this whole week's going to be, I'm going to be a day behind, I guess. Love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Angela's looking some stuff up. We've got some stuff on the transgender stuff that I want to hit on. This time a woman who's claiming to be a man and exposing some things in public. We'll talk. Remember those free to nipple people?
Yeah.
Remember that?
The bikes.
We were downtown Flagstaff. Yeah, we were downtown Flagstaff. This was like 10 years ago, probably.
Maybe.
10 years ago.
Yeah, the most.
We were like down at some event or something, and the kids are all there.
Yeah.
You know, they're all little. And
yeah.
We're like, what's that? It's the free the nipple people. They were these women, I guess. I don't know anymore. I mean, I didn't even know about the transgender stuff at that point. It was just some oddity. But it was this whole group of women who were going around saying basically that, you know, women should be able to walk around topless anywhere because men can do that. But I'm like, I don't see dudes walking around doing that. I'm equal opportunity that on that. Much. Can we?
I think that, they used to a lot more, but I don't see it that much. Yeah, men with no shirt on, you know, jogging or raking.
I only
the yard.
Do that on Tuesdays, but so, or Mondays. So we missed that. That's
Mondays
what I was doing Monday.
When you
I was working on my, I was working on my tan for Hawaii, you know, trying to. Trying to blend in when I go. Got my flower shirt coming out. Did you get me one of those? I'll send you guys pictures. You'll be able to check that out. Anyway, well, I don't know where I was going with all that, but we have a case of a girl and swimming and kids. So hang tight for that. Plus, Lori Matthews will join us here in just a little bit. We'll talk about this recycling issue and this hospital issue. They're voting on, or they're soon to be voting on. We talked with Joe Galley from the Chamber. It's like a multi-billion dollar hospital expansion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to figure out what's going on with that. And I've got some questions for, especially what happens to those buildings that are up there now?
Yeah.
And what happens to the adjacent buildings? You know how they have all those separate medical offices,
like across
specialists
the
across the street? Mm-hmm. Do they all bail too? Are we going to be looking at like some kind of ghost town up there? I don't know.
My guess is they'll be there still.
You think they're going to stay?
Usually that's what happens is it becomes another campus or a specialized
It'll be
place
like
for
urgent care or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
something like that. If you're thinking about refinancing your homes, I see that, did the Fed raise a quarter point today? I think so. Federal Reserve Chairman Powell and also indicated that we may be slowing down on this because, bank failures, things like that. And this has a lot to do with this, how the interest rates have shot up from record lows to much higher amounts. I wouldn't say record highs yet because we could still have a long way to go as far as interest rates. But it's still, surprisingly, still pretty good 30-year fixed rates out there. I mean, we're talking, I've seen them in the sixes, things like that. It can vary depending on your credit score. If you have lower credit score, you get a better rate now. Did you hear about this?
No.
Oh, man.
Since when?
It's coming up. It's a new rule that you didn't hear about this?
No.
You didn't listen to Tuesday's show.
No, obviously. I didn't.
Let me get to that because
I
don't want to mix my news with my Kim Dawson sponsorship here. Kim Dawson can help you out. And if you're looking at refinancing home, you're looking at getting a new home, you're looking at a second home. She helped us with a multifamily property and pretty good rate. You know, I mean, I'm still surprised at how low these rates have stayed considering credit cards are now like 99%, something like that, or at least 24%. Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans, she can help you out and get you that pre-approval letter in hand as well. This is really important. Sellers know how serious you are when you have that. It's like sometimes like having cash in hand. Plus, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show and get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458. That's Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans, 928-310-6458. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242, Equal Housing Opportunity, subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Before we move on to the trans swimmer thing, they were talking about, it was the government agent, I don't have it in front of me, it's from yesterday's show, but the government agency that sets these policies for lending, like with HUD and Fannie, all of them, basically where all the loans go, which these are all quasi-government loans now. You make a loan to government, which is the taxpayer, because the government doesn't have any money. They can only create money out of thin air and essentially steal your money through taxation or inflation. Mm-hmm. That's an important point to remember about the government. It's not their money. It's our money that they're spending. But it's unfair that people, for whatever situation, can't get a home or they're paying more because they have a low credit score.
Right.
Now, I'll ask you, why do you have a low credit score?
Yeah. Why do you have a low credit score? Well, because you've probably defaulted or you're late on your payments or you have too much credit out there.
You're a piss poor credit risk.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an actual banking term, but if I had a bank.
That traditionally, they don't want to lend to someone who doesn't pay it back or pays it late.
So what they came up with or what they're talking about doing, I don't know how they're going to. Well, I know how they're going to do this. They're going to. If you have a higher credit score, you actually pay a little higher interest rate to subsidize those who are unfortunate enough to have a lower credit score because of their poor spending habits, bad luck, dumb luck, bad decisions, whatever it may be, we have a credit system that's based off of, hey, the higher credit score you have an 800 credit score, you get a lower interest rate because the bank looks at you as a lower risk.
Right.
You pay a higher interest. And when your lender is looking at it and saying, okay, we're just talking about pre-approval letters, right? They're looking at it and saying, well, you can only get approved for this amount because your credit score is this and you can only borrow this much money.
Yeah.
That's all a known fact when you're going out there and shopping around. Right. Now they're talking about, hey, you can get a lower interest rate because you made bad decisions. It's bizarre.
Right. So that's becoming a situation where you have no consequences for your past behavior, your actions, your decisions you've made. There's no consequence.
Yeah. And look, so many people have made mistakes when it comes. I was there a long time ago.
Right.
You make mistakes when it comes to credit. You overextend yourself. And you, most of the time, you learn from it. You say, I told the story about my fine quality Emerson stereo right here. Mm-hmm. Right? This thing is from probably late 90s. Mm-hmm. It's got a CD player. I don't think that works anymore.
Yeah.
It buzzes when you turn it on. I've saved it because I'm cheap and I never throw anything out. But more importantly, it's a reminder of me is I got that because when I turned 18, Sears was more, and Sears ain't even around anymore, are they?
I think some places just not here.
Yeah, okay. Well, Sears was huge, right? So you all got a credit card from Sears, right? Mm-hmm. You turn 18, it's like the next, you get your driver's license and then the Sears credit card, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe the JCPenney one's coming. It's like, whew. Like, I'm just going to buy a stereo.
Yeah.
Man, I got into trouble with buying stuff. Mm-hmm. I got out of it, learned a lesson.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I have a good credit score.
Yeah, we don't have any credit card debt.
Yeah. And no vehicle debt, things like that. We have had credit card debt. We don't. And I haven't for a long time.
Right.
Vehicle debt, you know, and anyway, you learn. But anyway, but if somebody's habitually a poor credit risk and they're buying Emerson, is Emerson still make stereos?
I don't even know if it's around anymore. I might have gotten bought out.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I don't know.
Or Zenith. You're going out and buying your, remember Zenith? You're going out and buying your Zenith flat screen TV and you keep charging and overextending yourself. You're probably going to keep doing that. You're probably going to cause another housing crisis with this kind of stupid policy. Just my thoughts.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway, your thoughts. Love to hear from you. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. That's TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. Did you find anything on that Texas? No, we'll move on from
that. No, I'd have to dig research. A little bit to find that. Save that for
another time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talk about the men in this country that are pretending to be women. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them. Oh, man. This is insane. Yesterday I was talking about there's a bike race. I thought it was in France, but it turned out being in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you get those two confused. You've been to both places, France and New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, bike race, dude won. Guy.
Was it in the women's
division? Yeah, he's in the women's thing. And I was talking about with Bob Thorpe on yesterday's show and podcast. And I had a listener here. Let me pull up this because I was wondering how far ahead this person actually was who won, because you think about, because it was like a $30,000+ prize.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you think about that and you think about the girl who came in second place. Yeah.
So you're not just losing out on the trophy and the name recognition of being number one.
Yeah, exactly.
You lost out on $30,000.
Yeah. So I don't know what you enter. You got probably got to pay for these races, right? Yeah. To get enter. And Mark Howitz talked about that. Mm-hmm. And Mark, we hope you're feeling better and get you in tomorrow. You probably want to chime in on this bike race stuff. But, I was like, hey, how far did this woman or guy got me there? How far did this guy win by? And Kathy in Flagstaff wrote, I read that the guy beat the woman by about an hour. Okay. Mm-hmm. We should just like, you know, grade by the curve on that one and say, okay, we throw out that high score and we're going to give the prize to the woman who supposedly came in second place after that.
All right.
So we hear about those stories all the time about these men, who I would just have to imagine that we're dealing with a mass, mental health crisis issue in this country. I can't explain it any other way.
Right. Yeah.
That society has degraded so much around us that we're seeing stuff like this.
Yeah.
People have too much time on their hands. I don't know what it is.
Well, they're being Netflix told at every angle from all over the place that this is what, you know, if you feel this way or that, well, this is what it is. This is, and then they just buy it hook, line, and sinker, and everyone else is like clapping seals, and you know, that's what it is. I mean, no one challenges them at all.
They're sitting in their Texas island.
They enter the bike race, and the bike race people let them enter as a woman when they're not. And that, you know, it's just happening all over the place, and they're not getting any pushback. Oh, well, okay, not, I shouldn't say any, none. But
this should be extreme pushback.
A little bit of pushback here and there, but overall, not a lot of pushback. Yeah. So why not just keep doing it?
I think it's turning, though. I think it's transitioning like a French biker in a New Mexico race, because I have a poll here that I want to read to you in just a second. But here's what happened, because we don't hear a lot about women who are claiming to be men. It just does not seem to be nearly as prevalent.
No, I don't think so.
And I think I read a stat on this. Most of the transgender population is like 70% is men. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know how you get that stat, but that's the one I came up with. Female lifeguard applicant who identifies as male exposes, quote unquote, bare breasts in front of several dozen children at city pool. This is an article from The Blaze. Let me just read the article. A transgender lifeguard applicant, I guess they're trying out. I mean, it's like when I try out, I'm like, yeah, let me take my shirt off. A female who identifies as male exposed bare breasts in front of several dozen children in Jacksonville, Florida last week, according to WJAX-TV. Celio Sunsarji, who is the executive director and founder of Queer Trans Project, told WJAX the city is being unfair. To the city's credit, they said, "Yeah, we're not hiring this person."
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
In some places, they just hire them. That's what's going
to
happen.
Well, some places they literally look for that person to hire.
Oh yeah,
that's the only qualification they need is that.
So apparently, this girl who claims to be a guy took off her shirt and was like doing a lesson or something, like a swimming lesson. Uh-huh. And all the other people in there's tons of other kids in there. So this is like 15 year olds and, you know, kids. Uh-huh. You've been to the city pools.
Yeah.
There's kids running. It's crazy. If you survive the chlorine bomb in there.
Yeah.
Right. You go in there, your eyes are like, woo. Yeah. Right. Maybe nobody saw it because they had so much chlorine in there.
Their eyes are burning.
So I was like, was that a dude? Or was that a woman? I don't know. Anyway, this director of the Queer Trans Project said that the city's being unfair because they're not going to hire the person because the person was, quote, coming for a position to protect the children and people at the pool and was denied the job for a reason completely not related to it, you know, taking off her shirt and exposing her breasts in the public pool,
right?
Which is pretty much we have agreed upon in society has been a no-no.
Yeah, we just don't.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, this person goes on and says, quote, kids don't sexualize breasts. Well, what kids? An infant? Yeah. Is breastfeeding? Are you breastfeeding? I mean, where's this person coming from? This person added to the that it's the adults that are making it bigger than what it is. What is the difference if the person had top surgery or not? Oh my God. This is what we're arguing against. Somebody's logic is, well, you know, what's the difference?
Right.
Whether or not they cut them off or not, right? Apparently this person didn't.
Yeah.
And I think about the kids and I think about when I was a teenage boy. Wow, if that had happened at the pool,
you'd still be talking about it today.
Oh, yeah, I'd be like, remember the time we were at the public pool? Were our eyes burning or something? Was that a mirage? You know, I think back on some things, I'm like, did that really happen? I mean, you're talking like I grew up watching movies. I remember like Weird Science, and they found a way.
Created the woman.
These are teenage boys, right? They found a way to create this hot model out of the magazine. I mean, how many boys who watched that movie were like, "How do I do that?" Yeah. Right? So, no.
Well, what'll happen now is the pool will have to adopt a rule that everyone wears a shirt.
Yeah, even the guys. Even the guys. Yeah, it used to be that way. Boys. You look at the old pictures and the 20s or whatever before that, like the guys would be wearing those weird like tank top type things,
right,
things like that. So I guess we go back
like
to
the
that.
Wrestling type thing.
Yeah. Final thought on this Scripps News poll. This is from ABC 15. I pulled this. Americans largely support restricting trans rights. More Americans are in favor of laws limiting transgender care for minors, even with parental consent, according to a recent Scripps News YouGov poll. More than 4 in 10 Americans, 44%. say they support, quote, laws that would restrict and or ban transgender care for minors, even with parents' consent in their states. 34% say they oppose such measures. 34% say they oppose. So I think the tide is turning.
Yeah, I could see that.
But who knows what we're talking about in a year or two.
People out there, you know, the average person might think that way, but if they don't actually, I mean, if the lawmakers don't do anything about it and the people in charge of, you know, the cities and the states and the country don't do anything about it, then what good is it? I mean, we all may hate it, but it doesn't mean they're not going to do it.
Yeah, our lawmakers are, a lot of them are pretty useless, especially on the federal side at this point. So, exactly. But this is a state issue. This is a local issue. This is your local swimming hole being tough and not capitulating. And will we look back, and I'll go back to the Bud Light issue, will we look at that as a turning point for some of corporate America? Ben and Jerry's ain't going to change, and I heard somebody comparing them saying, hey, they're going to continue to be crazy, the ice cream guys, right? Yeah. And that's fine. I don't have to buy that. Then you've got like Bud Light making decisions just to try to fit in.
Heard that, you know, because some people say, oh, the whole boycott thing is just, you know, it doesn't work. But
it's working for
Disney's
Bud Light.
Stock price has not rebounded.
Yeah.
And I've heard that Bud Light is like 25% down
in
sales outside of.
Yeah.
I think it's like outside of restaurants.
Yeah,
you know, as far as going to the grocery store and buying 25%.
And it's going to take a long time to recover from that. If ever, it could be a brand in trouble. And, you know, maybe, who know, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, long term,
bigger
I don't
know, companies have gone. We're talking about Sears. Do you go to Sears anymore? Do you buy a Zenith TV at Sears anymore?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, on and on. Things eventually wither and go away. Hopefully this issue will wither and go away soon. Love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to the Jeff Orbit Show.
I've been going out to Timberline Firearms and Training for many years now. Look, if you want to bring your firearms skills up to the next level, this is the place to go in Northern Arizona. Timberline Firearms and Training is just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Why don't you call right now if you're new to firearms? Maybe you're somewhere in the middle. Maybe you're an expert. They've got great training that'll bring you to that next level. Timberline Firearms and Training, 928-526-7900. Or take a quick drive 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. When you get out to Timberline, you're going to see they have a great line of Liberty safes. They've got firearms, ammunition, accessories. There's so much out there. Plus, they're great indoor shooting range. And I want you to go out there right now and also take advantage this week of Tuesday. If you're in law enforcement, they have law enforcement shoots for free at the range. And then don't forget, every Thursday is Ladies Day. All day, you get $11 range time. That includes one gun rental, and you just got to buy the range ammunition. Like I said, Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall, or call 928-526-7900 to book one of their training opportunities right now. That's 928-526-7900, or go to timberlinefirearms.us. Don't worry, I'll put my shirt back on for the next hour.
Good.
Out of respect for the studio. Actually, we're going to have...
I file a complaint.
I'll tell you. Where do you file that? Next hour, let's talk about this hospital in Northern Arizona. Let's talk about the recycling problem with council member Lori Matthews. I'm not sure if Angela's sticking around or not, but we may also hear some comments from Angela, too, and comments from you as well. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Back in a few. This portion of the show is brought to you by Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Another hour of the show starts now.
You're listening to The Jeff Orbit Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of the show. Angela did stick around.
I'm still here.
You're still here. You doing more research? I mean, we had some. Last hour was fun.
I need to focus on that. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do two things at once.
If you missed the first hour of the show, I think we hit a lot of very good and interesting topics. And remember, you can always get the podcast by looking up The Jeff Orbit Show on your favorite podcast provider, whatever that may be. There's 4 million of them out there. Apple iTunes is still the biggest. That's how most people listen, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Spotify's up there.
Yeah, I don't do Spotify
anymore.
You do
Spotify, you're off that. You're becoming a real culture warrior.
The COVID-19 warnings on every other thing. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah, I forgot to go back and check. When we were doing a show a couple weeks ago, we did talk about COVID. Yeah. And we weren't talking about COVID, but I said COVID a whole bunch of times. COVID.
Just to see if they'd flag it. Yeah, like, and learn more about COVID-19.
Yeah, learn more. COVID. So I'll have to go check and see if it got censored on that one.
I don't do Spotify a whole lot because of that. Yeah.
Well, they're kind of annoying.
I just had to move on to something else. Yeah. There's other ones.
MoveOn.org. All right. I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Don't forget to catch Intelligent Investing with Glenn Least of WT Wealth Management. Airs every Saturday at noon on 97.1 FM. Also at streaming at BigTalkerRadio.com. Plus, he's got a great podcast. Look up Intelligent Investing on the same podcast providers you look up for me, right?
Yeah,
except for Spotify, apparently, for Angela. Look, I've done work with Glenn for quite a few years. You've heard Glenn here on the program. Glenn's a family guy right here in Northern Arizona. You might want to give, I don't give financial advice, but I say, hey, talk to as many people as possible. And he's willing to sit down with you, do a one-on-one consultation. No obligations, totally free. Talk to you about your time horizons, your risk tolerance, where you want to be, your goals going forward in this kind of crazy market. He and I were talking about, I think, this Saturday about commodities. So I don't hear that from a lot of financial planners, investment guys, I should say. Yeah. They're like, well, you just got to buy this one portfolio.
Yeah.
Gold, silver does not exist. Yeah. There's no corn. There's no pork bellies. Why don't you call Glenn Least? He'll have that one-on-one consultation with you. Here's his number, 928-225-2474. That's Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management at 928-225-2474. All right. Flagstaff City Councilwoman Lori Matthews is sucking down the coffee because I guess they had a late one last night. Huh? I remember those, Lori. How you doing?
Oh, I'm still sucking down the coffee. Getting ready for, we have a special council meeting tonight.
Oh, wow. People don't realize the hours that you got to put in. And how big are those council packets now? When I was there, they were like 300 pages. Is it still pretty much that kind of reading material every week?
It is so extensive. And then to deep dive into stuff so you can just wrap your head around some of the issues that come up. I hope that everybody on council takes that time because we're making decisions that, change or predict the city's future. So I take it seriously and I spend a lot of time. I wish we could get the packages earlier. We don't get them until the public gets them, which is Friday afternoon for a Tuesday meeting. So weekends don't have the same meaning anymore to me because that's when the work really starts.
No, and you got to review that all. And I used to have to parse out the ones, okay, which ones are the heavy, meaty ones? And I got to read into it because I always interpret it as it says this. And they're like, well, but it means this. And I was like, yeah, but it says this. And usually it'd be staff saying, I was like, no, I want to know what it says and not what you're interpreting because you'll be gone. I'll be gone. And people will be stuck with this law or this ordinance. Okay. Well, the big issue that, you're dealing with a lot of big issues. But the big issue right now is the recycling problem in Flagstaff. We got notice last week that let me explain this because we got a lot of listeners outside of the area and a lot of places don't have recycle pickup. A lot of places don't even have trash pickup. We're down in Camp Verde. We don't get trash service. We have to pay for that.
Yeah.
I bring it back up here and I throw it in the recycle bin now. In Flagstaff, you got a recycle bin. I'm just kidding. I don't do that. There's probably some ordinance against that. There's a recycle bin and a trash bin in everybody's house.
In the city
of Flagstaff. Apparently the recycle bin is out the door. What happened? They just closed down all of a sudden?
Well, their contract was coming to an end this year. And so the city, how I understand it, and, I'm not directly involved in any of it. And this will be the topic of conversation tonight at the city council meeting, just some resolution. But they had indicated that they did, may not be interested, I believe, in renewing, looking for retirement. And so we had been, thank goodness, looking at, okay, how do we handle our recyclables? And so at least we had done some due diligence that helped us react to this. But within all of this, there was a fire that happened with one of their pieces of equipment that made it inoperable. And so they just, at that point, you know, notified us that they just were closing their doors.
Okay.
So we had to put a pause on the recycling, and thank goodness, very soon, I'm anticipating perhaps even just next week, our community recycling pickup at our houses will resume most likely next week. And hopefully also commercial. Right now we're having to take the commercial recyclables. We're still picking that up, but we're having to take it out to the landfills. And so it's just going in with the regular trash.
Okay.
But we just don't have any other options at this point. That's too much. We're asking everyone just to hold on to the recyclables. There is a drop-off location, but it's just compounding the problem. So we're really encouraging people just to hold on to
just
those.
Just to wait. Okay.
Yeah, just to
it's
wait.
It's going to be like a European trash site strike soon. You go to Europe and there's always a trash strike, and it's just piling up everywhere. So hang on. Yeah.
My whole neighborhood didn't get the memo except us, because everyone's recyclable cans went out on Monday as usual, and they're still sitting there. They haven't pulled them back in. They keep hoping somebody's going to show up. So
yeah, okay. So for everyone listening in Flagstaff, don't put out your, because last week you picked it up as trash, I believe. And they just, or they brought it to the landfill, is what I heard. So, but this week there's the blue can or green can or whatever the heck that thing is. Don't even put it out, because it's not getting picked up this week.
Don't put it at right.
So,
and you know,
wait.
The crows, we have crows up here, and they love to pick through the trash. And
oh, we know all about the crows, Lori. We've got a bird nerd listening, and what is it, Nicola?
Raven, Nicola.
Nicola.
Yeah.
Hey, Nicola, our resident bird nerd.
<Named it. laughs>
Yeah. Okay. So what happens then? I had heard that what you're talking about doing is a center down in Phoenix. Is that the case? Like, we're going to ship all the recycling down to Phoenix?
We will get clarification on that tonight, but we are finalizing an arrangement with I've learned so many acronyms through this process, a MRF center, which is MRF, Materials Recovery Facility, down in Phoenix, that has agreed to process and receive our recyclables.
Okay, MRF, not to be confused with Smurfs. MRF.
Not okay. A Smurf. Not the blue. And don't get confused with the blue recyclables and a Smurf.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
It's a MRF MRF.
Okay, so I've talked about recycling a lot, Lori, and you know, years ago, a lot of this stuff's going to China. China stopped taking it. Last hour, Angela and I talked about the plastic particles in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I know a lot of stuff that people thought they were throwing in there that was getting recycled is not recyclable. It is limited. Is this really worth it? I mean, people feel really good about putting that box that they got from Amazon. You know, they're all environmentally friendly. They ordered something over the internet yesterday. It shows up, gets flown across the country, and shows up at their doorstep, some plastic contraption, and, you know, it comes in a box. So they feel a little bit better about throwing it in the recycle can, and it gets recycled. But is this really practical, and is it really helping the environment by shipping stuff down to the MRF down in Phoenix? And then who knows where it goes from there?
The big diesel truck that has to tote it down there. Good question. I don't know enough about it. I would hope that is not going to be a long-term solution. There was some talk, and I'm totally unfamiliar with the processes of biomass, converting it to biomass, because what I've understood is, especially the cardboard boxes, which seem to be the most common recyclable, the market for it just isn't there anymore. And so that's where a lot of companies are having challenges in making it a viable business to recycle. And I have a confession. Up until, just this last year, I thought throwing my plastic grocery store bags in the recyclable was correct? And they're not recyclable.
No, I remember, you know, when
I still, in the recyclable trash.
Lori, I still have nightmares of the council meetings about the ban the plastic bag. I think we spent a year on that one and we learned so much about that. Yeah, they're not recyclable. There were some companies that were taking them and maybe using them for stuff, but, I tie them in some knots and throw them in the trash and hope they don't blow away in the landfill. Cause that's a big problem is all them blowing around.
Yeah, you see them on a chain link fence.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. I've changed my, I get far fewer plastic bags at the stores. Like, oh, I got one item. Do you want a bag? No, I don't want a bag. I'll just carry it, you know? I think that behavior has changed somewhat, but, okay. So lots of questions to answer, I guess, still, and uncertain future, I guess, looking forward. I believe the city still, or the taxpayers still, this was a heavily subsidized operation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the numbers, or is that something you're still figuring?
I just don't have them in front of me. There's this.
Is it millions?
There was this agreement, yeah, that they had to meet. We had to recycle a certain tonnage. We had to commit to that. And if we didn't make that percentage or that amount, we had to pay the difference.
Okay.
And it's, you know, I'm assuming it's just all in the recyclable world. These processes and how you measure and surprisingly, we did not meet the expectations of what we thought our city would recycle. Mm. So it cost the city to have to, you know, pay that gap, for lack of a better term, which is an interesting concept. You know, you wouldn't think that Flagstaff would not step up to the plate and meet those expected recyclables over the years, but it never happened.
I think, and we're talking with Flagstaff City Councilwoman Lori Matthews. Lori, I think that a lot of people have become a little more skeptical. I know that I've become, believe it or not, a little more skeptical on where stuff ends up, what the experts are saying. And don't get me wrong, I recycle. I mean, if I see good plastic, and what is it, the number two? I don't even remember. We should get that list.
Yeah.
Good, clean cardboard. I'm happy to throw it in there. But I think people have just cut back because they're like, I think a lot of this stuff's going to the landfill, or it's going over to China. That was a big thing. It was going over to China. And you're like, how is this environmentally friendly?
Yeah, I don't know, because we were using a private company. Yeah. We were tipping. That was another term. So we paid a tipping fee, I guess. So tipping every time the dump truck tips its dump truck onto the scales, and then it sorts it out. And then, you know, again, we've had just only a minimal amount of updates on this because we have some other bigger issues going on. But, you know, once it went to that business, I don't know. I'm not aware of how we were monitoring it, where they were selling it to, what they were shipping it down to. So who knows where those materials were going.
Yeah, it's probably tough once it enters the system. Who tracks a bale of cardboard? I mean, that's probably tough.
Who cares?
All right, Lori, I know you're really busy, but can you stick around for a little bit longer just to talk about the hospital real quick? We'll have just a few minutes. I just want to get some details on that.
Sure.
Okay. And also, after you figure out when recycling is going to resume, just maybe drop me a text and I'll let everyone know, maybe on tomorrow's show or whenever.
I should have that update tonight.
Send me a text.
I just have to wait until it's public information.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Just, and that way people know that they can finally put out those cans. All right. Hang tight. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Something that's very recyclable. If you find it at the recycle center when they're hand picking through it, Angela, it would be gold and silver. Probably unlikely. If you find like a big bar of gold, I would just like say, I got to go take a break and walk away. Look, I've ordered physical gold and silver from Desert Gold Exchange for a long time now. Justin and his family owned company right here based in Arizona. They deal exclusively in physical gold and silver. And when you have a federal government that is, we're getting close to $32 trillion, and when the difference between the Democrats is, hey, we're going to spend $6.8 trillion, and that's crazy talk, but the Republicans, hey, we're going to spend $6.2 trillion. We are fiscally conservative. Okay. When we get to that point and then they negotiate somewhere, I've been saying it's going to be a $6.5 trillion budget. Mark my words. I'll bet you how about a silver, old silver quarter when money was actually money, Angela, pre-1965.
Yeah.
when you get to that point, me personally, I'm going to own a little bit of physical gold and silver as an insurance policy. And I'm going to call Justin at Desert Gold Exchange. And that's exactly what I do because they have some of the lowest commissions around. Spot price is spot price. You're going to pay that no matter where you're at. We've had Robert Kiyosaki was on the program here talking about when he was serving in Vietnam and he thought he was going to put one over on the Vietnamese lady, right? Mm-hmm. Remember that interview I did with him? And yes. She's like, no, spot.
Yeah.
It's the same everywhere. Call Justin at Desert Gold Exchange. He'll help you out and mention the Jeff Orbit Show. Get a free investor's kit. 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. We'll finish up with Lori Matthews. Hang tight. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Orbit Show.
Gutter Helmets in its third year advertising with us here in the show, and there's a very good reason for that. So many of you have been so happy with Gutter Helmet's number one gutter protection system. This is not just a leaf filter or a screen. This is a reverse multi-patented curve that deflects all the pine needles and all the debris. So many of my neighbors have said so many great things about Gutter Helmet. So many of you have emailed me over the past 3 years. Now in Arizona, Gutter Helmet has over 50,000 feet installed. In the U.S., over 80 million feet installed. Over 40 years experience, Gutter Helmet offers the best manufacturer's lifetime transferable warranty and on performance and materials. If you don't want to clean those gutters again, you don't want to go up on your roof, then you need to call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now, 928-318-6555. By the way, mention the Jeff Orbit Show and you can save up to 30%. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now, 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555 or go to gutterhelmetsnaz.com.
You're listening to the Jeff Orbit Show.
All right, welcome back. Angela's here with me. Lucky you're here today. We'll probably be fired by now.
I know Mark bailed on you, and it's like the only time I get to come in here is when someone else bails on you.
Mark is so responsible though. He's here all the time.
I know.
He was
a
little under the weather.
Yeah,
he said he'd come in. He's like, I'll come in. I don't care.
Yeah.
Drag myself in. I was like, nah, let's hook up tomorrow. All right, we're talking with Flagstaff City Councilwoman Lori Matthews. Hit on this final topic, Lori. And I had Joe Galley from the Greater Flagstaff Chamber on last week. Mark Howitt actually was talking about the hospital. Joe Galley's pretty gung-ho on this hospital center coming out by Fort Tut Hill, out there by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Was that south of Flagstaff?
Right.
Mark Howitt, not so. So I don't know where I'm at yet.
Because he says they're only adding 30 beds.
He said they weren't adding a lot of beds. But here's the bottom line. What do you think about this thing? You're voting on this coming up. Is it next week or something? And you have to do some rezones or something. Where are we at?
Right. So it was presented back to us last night after 9 hours of discussion. a lot of public input, which is always great. You know, we are representatives, not rulers. We want to hear from the public. And it's just, we decided to extend it out to the 15th. To the 16th, which is the next council meeting, because okay. Every other week we have work sessions. And what's really challenging for me, at least being a new council member, is to try to keep focused on what we are to vote on. We're human. We have opinions. We have experiences. We have friends that have had experiences. And that shouldn't. But many times influences decisions that we make. And so we are tasked, what is in front of us with the hospital's request to rezone. They've bought some property out by Fort Tut Hill. They want to build a new state-of-the-art health and wellness center. And what the city council, you know, that we are not in a dictatorship. We don't tell people how to run their business. We don't tell people what they can and can't not do in their companies.
Mm-hmm.
But what is put in front of us is, does it meet three findings, if you will? So we're tasked with listening to all these presentations and all this evidence. And then we have to determine if the request for rezoning is consistent with the goals of the general plan. And that's kind of what sparked a lot of interest from the Planning and Zoning Commission, because I feel like they might have gotten out of their lane a little bit, only because, but not to their fault. So in 2019, I believe, could have been 2020, the City Council added the carbon neutrality goal to be carbon neutral by 2030 into the regional plan. And I have some issues with that, only because, you know, we go through a lot of work and effort and time and months to prepare a regional plan that goes in front of the voters to approve or not approve.
Yeah.
And then after that, you know, it's supposed to be the guiding document for future city council members to try to stay in that lane to some degree.
Which has changed every council, though.
it's really gone off the rails. And so, you know, we've had a lot of feedback from the community saying they should, you know, stay within the regional plan. Well, the regional plan didn't stay within the regional plan. And Planning and Zoning last week, in my humble opinion, I didn't feel that they had the clarity to understand that what was added to the regional plan was a goal citywide to try to obtain carbon neutrality by 2030. It's not project specific. It's not in the zoning code. It's not a requirement for new buildings to meet certain criteria.
Yeah, it's a dream.
It's a big dream.
Yeah. and hang on a second, Lori. When you said carbon neutrality, here's what everyone heard. That was the sound of me and Angela rolling our eyes. It was like we were like at the same time. We're like, oh man.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, it goes really deep then, because then you get to that argument to say, well, wait a minute. Why did seven people at one point in time get to change so radically our general regional plan to add such a significant component without voter approval? But that's another topic a different topic.
Okay. So bottom line, Lori, we're tight on time. I know you got to get going. We got to go to break here pretty quick. You're looking at, does it meet the requirements as far as a rezone? Your job is not to look at their business plan. They could rezone and go bankrupt. That's a private organization. It's a nonprofit. Right. Your job is not to look at their business plan. And is this?
Nope.
Okay.
I asked the city attorney last night, I said, is it our job? And I was just trying to make a point to qualify them financially to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, because I would have volunteered my services. I used to do that, as you know, in banking. I could have underwrote their finances and let people know.
I should, full disclosure, that's how we originally met, Lori, years ago.
Yeah,
in the banking world.
But the community would like us to consider all that, and that would get really, really messy, as it is already, because we can't help but hear those stories and hear two sides of it, and let that cloud what we're tasked to decide. And what we're tasked to decide is, how does it conform to the goals of the general plan, and is a proposed amendment, will it not be detrimental to public interest or health or safety? And is the physical site suitable in terms of design, location, safe size, et cetera?
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Nothing else.
All right. Well, next week after you do that one, or 2 weeks, I guess. When's the date on that?
If we decide to move forward, we do a first, we were expected to do either a first read last night or denial.
Okay.
So we postponed that. So on the 16th, we'll either do a first read of that proposed change or denial. And then if it's a first read, then we'll do a second public read 2 weeks after that.
Okay. So after that 11-hour session there, you let us know how that one goes, Lori. And I appreciate the update. And we'll share the info about the recycling stuff coming up here. Once you get through that one, we'll let everyone know on tomorrow's program. Lori, appreciate it as always. And best wishes to you. Suck down the coffee. Have fun with all that.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
All right. We'll talk with you soon. Love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's she makes a good point. I mean, the hospital, it's not the council's.
It's not her job.
We don't want the government to be involved with those kinds of decisions. Yeah. And the carbon neutrality thing, we're going to rent some buses out there and, you know, recycle the boxes in Phoenix or something. I mean, it's just stupid. Does this business want to do it? I do have questions, though, about what happens to all those buildings up there north of downtown buildings. Flagstaff. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Maybe it'll be a whole other medical center in there.
That's what I think will
probably what you're
happen,
predicting. So you know what they say about predicting. Do it often. Do it a lot.
Yeah.
Sportsman's Bar and Grill, which is just up in that area, by the way.
Yeah, right by the hospital.
Yeah, it's right there in the Basha Shopping Center. It's Wednesday because I've been a day behind now, which means Wing Wednesday, half price wings going on. Mm-hmm. If we didn't have dinner plans, we'd go
up
there.
Yeah, we're going somewhere else.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
Maybe Sportsman's next time.
Yeah, next time we'll head on up there. Head on up there. Get some great wings, half-price wings, $3 Mexican beers. Remember, they've got great specials all day, every day, great drink specials going on. They always have something from their $4 menu. That's all day, every day. So with all the inflation going on and the fact that a tomato plant costs $6 now to put in a garden, they're still able to have these great prices for you. Plus, all the games on all their TVs, voted best sports bar in Flagstaff. Many, many years in a row. That's Sportsman's Bar and Grill, like I said, up there in the Basha Shopping Center, right there near where the hospital is right now. Might not be there tomorrow, hospital, but we'll see. All right, hang tight. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show. You're listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, welcome back. You're stuck with just me now. Angela had to leave, shuttling the kids from place to place. Lots of activities always going on. I do have some comments, though, so I want to hit on that. I've got one from Greg in just a second. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. We'll switch gears here and talk a bit about the federal side. And my interview with Congressman Andy Biggs just last week, the federal spending plan that the Republicans came out, and Greg makes some great points here, and I want to share some of the numbers with you once again to highlight where you are going in the wrong direction as a country. So hang tight with that and send those comments in anytime. Always appreciate hearing from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I've personally used Gettles High Desert Mechanical to service my HVAC unit in Flagstaff. Did an excellent job. I have an older unit. They were able to identify the problem, order some parts, keep this thing going. And this is, like I said, an older unit, so it's getting a little harder to find those parts. They said, hey, it's still safe to run. And I know eventually I'm going to have to call Gettles and get a new unit installed. And they do that. And they do it throughout northern Arizona, throughout central Arizona. As Adam and Ted Gettles, they've been doing this for 30-plus years, heating, cooling. They even do plumbing. So if you've got an older unit, hey, I'd recommend getting that thing checked out, especially with the hotter season coming. If you need to get a new unit, maybe you're doing new construction, maybe you need something custom designed, retrofitted, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, they can do it all. They do an excellent job. By the way, they're in our giveaway this month as well. We got a new giveaway up at talkwithjeff.com. Click on sponsors and giveaways. And Gettles High Desert Mechanical has that great $50 cash debit card that you can use anywhere for anything out there. Great now, especially in these times of inflation, having a little bit of extra money, go ahead and enter on in. And if you want to call Gettles, here's the number for service. This is for Verde Valley, Sedona, Flagstaff, but they also have Prescott, Tri-City area as well. Here, let me give you this. I only like to do one number per show, to keep things a little less confusing. 928-567-2200. Anywhere you're at, give them a call. They'll be able to help you out here in northern and central Arizona. 928-567-2200. All right, let's get to a comment from Greg. Again, these comments come in at talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Appreciate all your great comments. Greg writes, I missed your show last week when you discussed this, but holy crud, I had no idea the Republicans' initial offer was $6.2 trillion. You were literally the only host that has actually said that. Everybody else just refers to it as 2022 levels. That is outrageous. Incredibly poor negotiating on the Republicans' part. They should have started at 2019 levels and then negotiated, but That is ridiculous. They're not going to get any substantive cuts or reduction, and we're going to see this inflation continue to skyrocket. Thank you, Greg. And yeah, it's surprising. I haven't heard many people talk about this. I haven't heard people come out. Look, I'm a registered Republican, but to me, this, what happened to the Tea Party? What happened to some people that are in there that got in at the Tea Party times? I'm really frustrated that people supported this pile of dog do, which is the federal, the discretionary expenditure part that Congress sets, sends, you know, it have to go through the Senate, then it has to go to Biden. Biden's already said it's a non-starter. And it's, I don't know if the number is exactly $6.2 trillion, but if you're looking at 2022 levels, what McCarthy did is, he put this thing out there. Andy Biggs voted against it, and only three other Republicans, all the Democrats voted against it because they want it to be much higher. They want Biden's $6.8 trillion spending package. That's what they want. They'd like it to be even higher. But what I don't get is I heard other hosts saying, oh, how could Andy Biggs have put up a stop to this? How come he's not negotiating? This is not good. This is bad. You know, and Andy was on the program last week saying he's like a pariah now because he voted for something back in the Tea Party days. It would have been like, yeah, vote for these. Don't vote for this thing. This is huge expenditures. Now, is it less than what the Democrats are proposing? Yeah. But what's really the big deal between, honestly, at this point with almost $32 trillion in national debt, I got the Democrats saying, hey, here's our $6.8 trillion package. And I got the Republicans saying, here's our $6.2 trillion. Big deal. What's the point of me? I might as well vote for the Democrat at this point, get extra spending. It's just nonsense. It's nonsense. And the fact that they picked 2022, height of COVID, all the COVID crap going on, as their starting point shows me that someone like McCarthy's been in Washington, D.C. just a tad bit too long. I mean, here's a guy who's been in government his whole life. So that's why I had a problem with this. This is putting the same people in there to do the same dumb things that keep our country down the same bad path. I mean, here's McCarthy. Okay, I went to school. I went to grade school, elementary. I went to high school. Then I went to college. Oh, then I got an internship with a congressman in Washington, D.C. And oh, then I worked there for a while. And then I decided to go back to California and get elected to the state legislature. And oh, then I got elected to Congress, went back to D.C., and then I became Speaker of the House. His whole life's in government. You think you're going to get any other results when you go this route? So here's the 2022 budget that they love to refer to. It was $6.3 trillion. I was actually wrong by, you know, what are we talking about here? You know, at this point, 6.3, 6.2, 6.8, you know, just spend. $6.3 trillion was the 2022 total budget. Now, the part that Congress is voting on is the discretionary part. And, you know, I think they were toying with $1.5 trillion, something like that, in 2022. I think it was $1.7 trillion. Again, you're not starting at a very good negotiating point. Why didn't they do 2019? 2019, I believe, was $4.4 trillion, which Republicans in 2019, I can't believe we're spending $4.4 trillion. Now, all of a sudden, that's low. So you start at 6.2 or whatever it is that the federal expenditures wind up being. It's going to be in the sixes. And the Democrats are 6.8. Who's going to win in this? The Democrats, the spender. Well, Republicans and Democrats, because they both like to spend a ton of money. Who loses? Well, I guess our kids and grandkids lose because we continue to spend money we don't have. We continue to have a multi-trillion dollar budget deficit, meaning the federal government spending trillions more than they take in. And this is before interest rates go higher and higher. And yes, the Fed did raise interest rates by a quarter point. Again, that's going to become a bigger part of the national payment pie, slices of the pie, I guess, going forward as those treasuries become renewed and they're bought and sold at the new higher amount, assuming that there's buyers out there that it just ain't the Federal Reserve buying them and moving one piece of paper from one side of the from one box to the other. I mean, that's where we're at now. So yeah, I am just like you, Greg. I'm disappointed that people who would have voted against this didn't in the past. I'm disappointed that a lot of other shows didn't pick up on this and call this what it was, which is a big pile of dog doo-doo, and that we're just stuck with this. And most people just haven't even noticed. And I don't, spending money and deficits just, it hasn't mattered, so it's not going to matter to anyone until it actually matters, until it becomes a big problem. And it will. I mean, you can't keep doing this forever. Who knows how long it'll keep going, though? They keep pulling rabbits out of their hats. But, Greg, thanks for that email, and I hope our so-called leaders look at this. And some of them, I'm willing to say, okay, this is their first bad vote. There's one here in Arizona who I was really encouraged by. And I hope he realizes he made a mistake on this. And when we get him back on the show, we'll ask him about it. And I'll just call out people when you got to call them out. I'm disappointed that Congressman Eli Crane voted for this thing. I'm disappointed that Congressman Paul Gosar voted for this thing. And I'm happy that Congressman Andy Biggs stuck to it and voted against this pile of crap. And, you know, this is unacceptable. So we'll see what happens. Thanks for that. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. You got to call it how you see it. You know, that's how it goes. Don't forget about our giveaway. Like I said, Gettles High Desert Mechanical has that great $50 cash debit card up there. So go to talkwithjeff.com right now. Click on sponsors and giveaways and enter in. May is going to be a good one. May is a good one. We've got stuff from Timberline Firearms and Training up there. We've got Kelly Broadus, who has given a $50 gift card to Warner's Nursery. Great time to get some stuff in the ground here. Well, I wouldn't put it in just yet in some places. Down south, yeah. Verde Valley, yeah. But Flagstaff, wait until after Memorial Day to get that thing in the ground, get those tomato plants in the ground, because they will get zapped. It's supposed to get cold here again coming up soon. All right, hang tight. Final thoughts, back in just a minute.
Listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com. There is a new group in... Here's the good news. I'm trying to end every show with some good news. That's kind of my goal. Because this is grinding when you see the craziness that's going on. The good news is I think a lot more people are waking up. A lot more people are less trusting of what the so-called expert ruling class is out there saying. By the way, we're still unwinding the COVID fraud. Remember all the trillions of dollars they pumped out there in the PPP money? Remember, it's just like, just apply. It's like there was so much fraud that happened. Somebody just got a 57-year-old out of Monroe, Louisiana. Isn't that from the place where they filmed Duck Dynasty, right? That's West Monroe. I don't know if it's different. Anyway, 10-year prison sentence for this Louisiana man who defrauded $1.1 million in the Paycheck Protection Program and Economic Injury Disaster Loan Programs. This is where it's just handing out money. He had applied for like $7.6 million, bought luxury goods, watches, all kinds of Cadillacs and trucks and all this. So they did go after that person. But what about the real COVID fraudsters here, like Fauci? I mean, go after these people. You dangle out all this money, you're going to get fraud. But what about Fauci? I mean, Fauci basically admitting recently that, you know, the masks really didn't have any impact, except for if you have a properly fitted N95 mask. Angela was reading me that article before she took off out of here. But what's the recourse for all these fraudsters when it came to the COVID hysterics? But anyway, people are waking up. They're waking up to the fraud that happened with that. Groups are forming. You've got the concerned citizens in Verde Valley that's been grinding on the Cottonwood City Council over their bad decisions and this, you know, this drag show that they had in the city-owned facility. Now you have another new group that's formed in Flagstaff. I've been talking with this group. It's called Flagstaff First. And they presented in front of the Flagstaff City Council yesterday, talking about their carbon neutrality nonsense. And we talked with Lori Matthews just a little while ago about that. talking about how the town, the city wants to go to, you know, all electric and this and that, and the Paris court, Paris agreement. It seems like they are a group, and I'm going to get them on the program, but initially it seems like they're a group that I align with in a pretty good way here. We shall see. Let me get them on and drill them a little bit as to what they're trying to accomplish. It's a tough nut to crack, and Cottonwood's probably a little easier. You got a mayor down there that, you know, you need to get a new mayor, Cottonwood. Flagstaff, we got one more conservative-leaning, business-friendly constitutionalist on there. Lori Matthews seems to be doing, which you heard from earlier, seems to be doing a really good job. We'll let her stay in there a while and see and get the final results. I've known Lori for years, though. She seems like she's going to hold really firm. But sometimes the system chews you up. Look at the vote in Congress last week where conservative members, so-called, you know, voted for this pile of dog do, this federal, you know, spending package. But we're going to cap it at 1.5 or whatever percent growth of the overbloated budget from 2022 going forward. I mean, wow, great. Thanks a lot. So you have to see how the system grinds these people and if they can hold. But anyway, this group seems like they're off to a good start, and we'll get them on the program. That's Flagstaff first. But so my point being, keep speaking up. Keep going in front of your councils. Keep going. Keep saying, hey, enough is enough. It used to be not too long ago when I was on the council, we got bombarded from the left only, the left. They're just crazy. And everybody was scared, including business interests, was scared to go up and oppose these people when it came to any issue that the leftists like. I don't see that anymore. I see it totally different now. Look, if I said this earlier in the program, if Ben and Jerry's wants to be far left, that's fine. I don't need to buy their ice cream. I don't necessarily need to go out of my way to say don't buy their ice cream. But when, you know, a good old American brand like Bud Light goes off the rails so far, I'm like, okay, I'm done with that, you know, and I wouldn't drink it either. Let them grind. Let them be the example of people's frustration going forward. And hey, this is what will happen to your company too if you push this nonsense, because we're at the point, we're well beyond the point of total nonsense. So I appreciate Flagstaff first. I appreciate you all down in Cottonwood, friends of the Concerned Citizens for Verde Valley. And if you've got a group out there that's fighting this stuff in local communities or wherever, I want to hear from you and give you some time and get you on and talk about your issues as well. So email me anytime, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. So it's encouraging, discouragement on other things, but encouragement here. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night. Take care.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.